we doing that? Were you trying to see your family more this year? How about we have them see their way out of your home? 2020, what's your new year's resolution?
It is a couple of minutes past 4 o'clock.
Do you have a new year's resolution, Greg?
Do any new year's resolutions. They are setups for failure.
Man after my own heart.
Do I have goals? Yes.
Well said, sir. That's where I was going with this.
Recently offered me a peanut butter chocolate treat that was created by your lovely wife.
The little short mean woman, yes.
Did I say
no?
I had one.
You had one, and then you stepped away. And I'm
now, that is not breaking a resolution. That is showing moderation.
And strength. Yes. And restraint.
Moderation works. When you do things on a crash basis, you know,
okay.
Eventually you're actually going to end up worse off at the end than you were when you started.
Yes, sir. Well said, sir.
Thank you. Yes, Rich sir. Thomas will be joining us shortly. Let me take this moment. I did not know the story behind Kaiser Fine Furniture, but 50 years ago, this is another great legacy business. Jerry and Kyle Kaiser opened the furniture store on Wetumpka Highway that would set the standard for excellence in the Montgomery area. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishing still sets that standard, and they have what you need for your home. Maybe your tax refund is imminent. You've been waiting to add something to the living room, dining room, den, or bedroom, or you need an accent piece for that odd spot in the house that needs something. You just don't know what. One thing you can't complain about, well, two things at Kaiser. You can't complain about selection because it's endless. Wear comfortable shoes when you go there. But if you know what you want to look at and you know the budget you're working with, although you can open a Synchrony account through Kaiser and pay 0% for 18 months, that'll allow you to do a little more without feeling guilty for wasting money on interest. There's a lot to see. Stella, who is in their TV commercial, I was so glad to see that. She is so nice. They can give you a very focused experience as well. Bring your Christmas gift cards in during January and save half, 50% on in-stock inventory. 60,000 square feet, no wonder you got to wear comfortable shoes. That is an enormous showroom. And you'll find that perfect piece. Stella and her staff will help you find just the right furniture for your home. So buy Wiser, shop Kaiser in 2020. Not to confuse you with numbers, but they're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And again, after you get the great price, 50% off, would they write up your sales slip? 8.25% sales tax.
Yay.
And not 10.
Yay.
So you save even more that way. At 4 minutes after four.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I have to be real honest here. I'm as concerned about my dear friend Rich Thomas as I am about the approaching weather. He's been worried about this since the weekend.
Well, that means there's something to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate you taking time out to join us this afternoon. How you doing, man?
Hello. Is this the party to whom I'm speaking?
No.
We're holding your dog hostage. You're going to have to pay a handsome ransom to get her back.
A dog that gained 2 pounds, which Daddy's really happy to see.
Oh, my God. That is the best news. I was so happy when you sent me that info. After all, she looks amazing.
Yeah. So for anybody that doesn't know, a dog that was diagnosed with the worst kind of cancer, the day after Christmas has gained, after losing 4 pounds, gained 2 pounds, so awesome. Daddy's happy about it, weight gain. So that's a good thing.
And did you, I'm sure you saw her do the chicken dance this morning when I came
in. She was happy. She was, if anybody observed this dog the last couple of days, you wouldn't know that this dog was in ICU on Christmas Day. You just wouldn't know.
That's great.
And it's the best thing to see. It's like the greatest gift to see her look so Bailey-esque. These days.
Absolutely. So let's talk severe weather on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, we have severe weather situations in the winter a lot. Take January 19th last year.
Yeah.
There's a big tornado in Wetumpka that did a lot of damage, did severe damage. An EF2, a high-end EF2, almost an EF3. So that was January 19th last year. Mm. That was a slight risk, a level 2. Well, the parameters that are coming together for Saturday are a lot higher. this coming Saturday, I'm pretty worried. Anybody who knows me, and if you've been watching me for 40 years, you can always read me like a book. When you see my morning video or when you hear me talking about a severe weather situation, you can tell my level of concern. So this one's a notch higher. This is level 3 on a 5 scale. Right now it's an enhanced risk. And by the way, we had a National Weather Service webinar with them, and this may go to a level 4 before it happens. Uh-oh. So that's a big deal. I don't remember that ever happening in the month of January. I mean, certainly that can happen in April, but not in January. So it has our attention. So here's the deal. Let's break it down real quick here. We're talking Saturday. We're talking any time during the day Saturday, but I think the prime time hours for a lot of us listening to this broadcast would be, let's say, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., all right? That's a broad number that could be lower than that, but we're talking about high temperatures in the mid-70s. We're talking about low pressure up to the northwest of us. I could go on and on about the parameters. The parameters fall together perfectly for not only severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts of 70 miles per hour, which are likely, but tornadoes are also, I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't tornadoes in Alabama on Saturday. And by the way, with the parameters that we're looking at, a couple of the tornadoes could be strong. What's a strong tornado? An EF2 or higher. So an EF2 is what hit Wetumpka, and we know what happened there. So we're geared up. We're ready. We're going to be in place downstairs in that floor below you, and I have a great person lined up.
I heard. Yeah, who's going to be assisting you?
Her name is Rosie.
Rosie. Yes.
I've heard of her.
Yes.
Yeah. Rosie has agreed, thank you, Rosie, to be my weather producer on Saturday.
I'm excited.
You got the best.
And by the way, for those of you who might be new, we hope you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. I have some really good friends who, over the years, we've had the weather app, I guess, for about three years plus.
Yeah.
Who said they took me into their safe place and were able to watch our live streaming coverage from the Blue Water Weather Center in their safe place, and that's a nice thing. So keep that in mind as we go towards this. If you don't have our weather app yet, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Don't forget, we also interact with CBS 8 and ABC 32. So anytime Shane wants to cut away to me live at the Blue Water Weather Center, he will and has and will in this situation as well.
Couple of things, one scientific, one not so scientific.
Yeah.
What really got my attention today, I went to walk out to Manjdowini and Briscoe, and the wind out of the south was really stiff. And that level of wind, sustained wind, usually precedes something that's going to be pretty volatile. Am I not correct on that?
Exactly. A tightening area of low pressure, and the stronger the low gets, the more lines of equal pressure around it, and those are called isobars. So the more isobars, that they have a direct relationship to the wind. So you're absolutely right. The winds will be gusty for the rest of today and tomorrow, and that wind advisory is already in effect for Saturday with winds gusting 35 miles per hour outside of thunderstorm areas, not part of the severe weather storm itself, but just regular synoptic winds.
Now, for the not-so-scientific thing, last year on the 19th of January, I had dinner. This is after the tornado situation had passed and hit Wetumpka with Larry Stevens.
Yeah, that's right.
The weather had cleared. We were able to keep our dinner planned. Guess who I'm having dinner with Saturday night?
Do you remember that I was supposed to be at that dinner, and
that's
that
right.
Every time I'm supposed to be at a dinner with Larry and you, there's some sort of severe weather that precludes me coming?
How about that? So that's I'm just saying, I mean, that's like about as scientific as a horoscope. But
somebody asked me, are you at the beach this weekend, or do you have travel plans? Because usually that's when things start to explode. But listen, we're on top of this situation. You should be, too. Nobody should be scared of this. We live in Alabama. We deal with severe weather. But we want you to be weather aware. And look, I don't take these situations lightly. If you've known me for 40 years, you know I don't. So there, that's the situation.
All right, Rich, and we'll have a fresh update first thing at 6 tomorrow morning with 3 Men and a Bay Lead.
I'll see you then.
And remember, I have your dog here.
Thanks, buddy. See you later.
Bye. When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Yeah, I'm almost at the 15-year mark here. And that's
what?
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Really?
April 28th, 15 years.
Oh, my
years.
God.
And if I had known when I was making that drive up I-75 that I would have such tremendous friends, the best people I've ever worked with, worked for, and had in my listening audience, man, I wouldn't have been so nervous that day.
You are a rich man, Greg Hidalgo.
I am.
Man who has friends is rich.
It is 12 minutes after 4 o'clock. I mentioned last hour, I want to mention it again. If you know somebody who's looking for a job, and they're a good, responsible person, please direct them to Lewis Lawn. They need some counter help. They're about to get into their busy season, and the Lewises, from the bottom of my heart, are just tremendous folks.
True.
You will love working for them. And you can stop by and fill out an application at 1135 Northeastern Bypass at their showroom, or if you have a question in advance of your visit, call 244-9191. We've got news. Skipper will update us on traffic, and I think we'll roll call today.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A Montgomery man was shot and killed Wednesday night while arriving at a relative's home in East Birmingham. Birmingham police say 36-year-old Tristan Jackson was shot while entering the garage of the home just after 9:30. And two Montgomery area women are sentenced to federal prison for their roles in a conspiracy to distribute controlled substances by forging prescriptions. According to court documents, 46-year-old Tracy Lynn Giddens of Millbrook and 33-year-old Ashley Lee Bozeman of Hopewell worked in the office of a Montgomery physician. As employees, both had access to the doctor's prescription pad and used that access to write fake prescriptions for controlled substances. Plus, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team hosted the final day of public meetings today. The Public Safety Committee heard from MPD Chief Ernest Finley, District Attorney Daryl Bailey, and MPS Superintendent Ann Roy Moore. Chief Finley says the biggest challenges for MPD in 2020 are funding, recruiting, and retention. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Every new year, you resolve to get in shape and join a gym, but you never stick with it.
I know, and I pay for a full year membership.
This year, get realistic about your resolution and join January Gym, the workout facility that's as temporary as your willpower.
Where is it?
January Gym is located in the Old Circuit City, where the Halloween Superstore was in October. And come February, it'll be vacant again.
Does January Gym have all the workout machines I wasn't using properly anyway?
No.
Cool, because weights are heavy, and the TV and the treadmills never have the channels I want, and the spin room's really dark.
Stop making excuses, because you don't need any at the health club that goes away faster than your desire for self-improvement. January Gym.
It's the kind of workout that works out for me.
416, we're going to roll call today, and I'm going to try and feature up some of the clips from Young Frankenstein, because today, ABC, when the networks aren't putting down our country or pandering to our enemies. I'm still, people out there, after we took out a terrorist responsible for hundreds of American deaths, people are out there, I voted for Hillary Clinton. She's the biggest warmonger on the planet. She was the one that was bragging about getting Gaddafi when there was no reason to do that. Gaddafi once Reagan sent a missile up his ass, Gaddafi had kind of, okay.
Yeah, he capitulated.
Yes. But no, they had to go in and start crap there and in Syria and everything else. I got news for you. By the time the election rolls around, we'll be out of those places, probably Afghanistan too, or at least withdrawing, and no wars. But you're going to vote for who? Joe Biden? Or a 37-year-old mayor of a crap town in Indiana whose own residents think he did a crap job? Really? Are you that dumb? Some guy yesterday, I'm going to find the post. I'm not going to mention his name because I blocked him. It's the first block I've had to do in a long time.
Yeah, I've had to do that too.
Hang on a second. All right, it was like a meme. In 1 week, we've seen Democrats attack a man who stopped church shooting, which is true, defend an Iranian terrorist, and take the side of a sworn enemy who has hated us for 40 years. And some guy inside and says, "You need to go." No, you need to go. Find another Facebook page to haunt. Unbelievable. But that's all true.
Yes, it is.
So
everything's upside down.
Why?
I mean, the question that demands to be asked.
What is wrong with you?
Why can't you just enjoy what we got? We spent last hour talking about Taco Bell offering $100,000 to manage a restaurant and the fast food industry as a whole being compelled to pay more, not because of a demand or some politician's law, but because the economy is so good, the available employment pool, they have to pay more to get people that don't have their thumb up their butt, diddling their head burying the phone. Some of it, might actually contribute to the success of a business. I'm on my soapbox here. Roll call is coming up. Let's see if we're behaving on the streets.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and honestly, we have no traffic accidents reported to us at this time. We don't know of any anywhere. We are seeing a lot of congestion on the East-South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard. It's just that time of the day, and it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no issues at the interchange downtown. Everybody hold their breath and watch what you're doing, and we might just get home without any accidents. Got our fingers crossed anyway. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, good looking.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
Don't have to say, somebody got a spanking.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
being a big boy.
I'm not trying to be your high.
Oh, shut up.
Because that mouse is too low to see. Yeah.
Not that.
No.
Boy, look at the time.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Nice.
And I'm not stopping.
I kill you.
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumb bells.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Men are all alike. Seven or eight quick ones and you're off with a boy. The mouse and brag. You better keep your mouth shut.
Would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tailor.
How do you say, can't hang?
Hi-oh!
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
This is so stupid.
You gotta have something. You guys suck.
If you wanna be with me.
What?
Oh, baby. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me. That's right, baby.
Nasty.
Boy, does he have a lot of
good stuff. Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
Well, I'm gonna punish myself.
Wanna be with me.
There is one thing I wanted to get in there, and I didn't get my wang in there.
Colonel, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
wang!
I know what everybody's thinking right now.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe. So I'll wait for the scores to come streaming in. Let's see. I got a thumbs up. Oh, and thank you, Cooter, for the good words about Bailey.
Love me some Cooter now.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
The best.
Hello.
A lot of these come in on Facebook Messenger. So far, it's a little bit slow, but while we're waiting, let's talk to Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
I think we're all right.
Bill. Y'all were talking about fast food establishments a while ago. Yeah. Have you noticed that all the Hardee's here have just about closed?
Yeah, I have.
One
on Perry Hills closed.
Oh, the one by the gas station there?
Yes.
Oh.
The one on Vaughn Road, right across from Office Depot, is closed.
Oh, well,
yeah, that I saw.
Yeah, that was the one where your light was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That you used to have trouble
and
with.
And I'm just curious if the whoever owned them closed the, because I'm assuming they're like a franchise.
They are. Like yeah. Carl, I think the same Carl Jr.
Yeah.
That's all the same,
mm-hmm.
right?
I just wonder if that person closed them or if the actual
franchisee.
I can only.
Yeah, closed.
I can only say, because I like the Frisco burger.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Or their patty melt. It was a
well, to me, they had the best biscuits, hand down.
I agree.
Of any of the places.
But the one on Vaughn across from Office Depot, every time I went by there or I went there, there was nobody there. I just think that's kind of a... On the other hand, just up the street, you got Popeyes, and with all the fuss over their...
Chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich, which I have yet to try.
It's not all that.
I have no idea. You know, they're trendy. Sometimes you have a situation like we were discussing last hour where people wanted to support Chick-fil-A and had a good experience and then became regulars, and they went zooming up the charts, and then some places just kind of fall out of favor, and not for any specific reason.
Montgomery's notorious for that.
Yeah, I'd like to know why we don't have a Checkers here.
We used to.
We did.
We used to have.
Yeah, we've had Checkers here.
Yeah, we have.
Well, who wants to give to give me the money to invest? We have Greg's Checkers.
Well, I think wasn't that a corporate decision for territory? Checkers moved and took a territory in Georgia, and then Rallies. I don't know.
It sounds like a baseball
trade.
Trade you Montgomery for two small towns in Georgia.
There was a competing one that came out about the same time. Between those two.
I think it was Checkers and Rallies.
I think, yeah, you're right.
One of my favorite food places, though, is Firebirds. I don't know if y'all have eaten there before.
Yeah. Have you eaten there, Greg?
But if you go there on a very regular basis, they have a pretty high standard for their waiters.
Yeah.
And if you notice, about every 4 to 6 months, they have a reset where they will bring in a bunch of a management team, and they will completely retrain whole new staff. And then about 6 months later, there the management team will be again. It's like they have a constant turnover, but it's because they have such a high standard for their waiters.
That's good.
Wow. And it's pretty interesting. There's one restaurant I'll guarantee you will never be in Montgomery, Alabama.
What's that?
Cheesecake Factory.
I agree.
You know,
if you've ever been and looked at their menu, there's no way they could find people in Montgomery, Alabama.
I agree.
To handle it.
Appreciate the call. I said on the air a couple of times, hey, if you got $1 million sitting around, give it to me and I'll open a Cheesecake Factory here, because I think that particular brand would do extremely well. My daughter, when she was going to FAU, got a job as a waitress there. 2 weeks of training, and you had to pass a test. You got paid
good
for the 2 weeks of training, but you had to pass a very difficult test to make it onto the floor.
That's how it should be.
Their menu is, I mean, I like choices.
I do too.
Sometimes those
too much. Well, I don't understand why we don't have another Long John Silver's. I know we used to have one on Norman Bridge. There needs to be one over here on this side of town.
The only one I ever went to was in Chicago 100 years ago. I'm not a big fish fan.
I love fish.
Well, it's a good alternative to Captain D's, and I love Captain D's.
On the other hand, Mrs. Ritterbuttle loves... I mean, I like seafood, don't get me wrong, but I am not a sophisticated seafood person. I'm not the pan-seared...
me either. Give me Captain D's.
I know...
Or Long John Silver's.
Jumbo shrimp. I like a lobster tail.
There you go.
Once a year. There's a place down in Fort Lauderdale, and I'll bet Jay Quellen knows this joint.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's not here right now. We're not taking attendance.
She's not present.
It's called Captain Dewey's, and it's been in the same place... predating the time I worked in South Florida.
Wow.
And it's hardly... in fact, the building inside looks like it's barely up to code, but it's packed. I saw a former Miami Dolphin in there.
And they probably never have to advertise, do they? It's all word of mouth.
Right. Janelle and her stepdad were doing Alaskan crab legs.
Oh, my God.
And they bring them out in pots. There's all these orange crab legs hanging out of the top of the pot.
Yeah.
And there's a trick to snapping them and withdrawing a perfect piece of meat.
It's a work of art.
But you got to go through like 100 pounds of crab legs to get full.
You do. It's a lot of work.
Because there's more leg than there is meat.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
I've known women like that.
I had dinner at a friend's house Christmas night, and he had crab legs. And it's a tradition with their family.
That's cool. You have to know how to prepare those kinds of
things. Yeah, well, his grandsons had to teach me how to snap the crab legs because I had never done that before. And there is a trick.
Yep.
There is a trick.
There is.
Well, we have each of the last two, December 26th, and it was amazing the difference from, you know, the first time was after Janelle's marriage. And we were all just like, just trying to get through the holidays. And then this time, everybody was in a great mood. Everything was going good. And I just wasn't in the mood for seafood, so I had a steak, and it was awful. It was rubbery. It was...
That's not good.
No, but I did not complain. I'm not going to... Because Janelle's stepdad is such a great guy. He treated us to dinner. I left a tip. And we got into the place because... the woman that served us is a friend of Goose's.
Oh. Oh, cool.
So she held a table for us. There was a line out the door.
So your daughter's influence got you guys in instead of dad's influence. Everything's kind of turning around on Goose. That's great.
Actually, that's true. Dad,
usually you're the one that gets the special.
Well, it's been a while since I've...
Yeah, but she's getting that now. That's awesome.
In fact, my last media down there, I wrote my magazine column for a magazine there through 2011, I think it was. And then they got sold. And that's when Boom came along.
So how long have you been writing for magazines? I didn't know until this Boom thing that you had written.
It's been 18 years.
Wow.
And I've not missed a month. It's fun, but I got to tell you, I'm one of those people. I could, you know, I think I know what I'm going to do for February. I want to do something.
You put it off to the last minute, don't you?
But this one I want to spend some time on because I want to pay tribute to a friend of mine that passed away this week.
Yeah.
Because he deserves it. And it was so unexpected, and I was so devastated on Tuesday when I got this news about Dr. Rick Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was such a unique kind of person, and I kind of want to use my experience. He was amazing for both me and Roz. For me, it was the throat he took care of. For her, sinus migraine issues. He devoted a lot of time. He was so dedicated. But he had this country charm, this calming demeanor, you know, and it's so important. I'm tired of people saying, well, you can't get a good doctor in Montgomery, Alabama. That's bull crap. That's total bull. You may need, I mean, certain specialists, you may have to go somewhere else, but not for the basics.
Right.
And I kind of want to make that point as well, because I've been well taken care of.
That's a good way to honor him with a magazine article. Oh, that's cool.
You know, the thing is, I wish I had thought to write it, but he passed so unexpectedly and so young. It just, I'm still trying to process that.
I understand.
4:33 is the time. We did have, you were just asking about Jay Quinnell. We did have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house with us. I have a friend that has retained them. It's in the tail end of the situation, but no surprise that when there was a question about something, there was an immediate response. You know, the big lesson, and you and I have learned this in other venues, but the big lesson in life is turn it over.
You have to.
I know every time I've tried to manage, we were kind of joking about it on TV this morning, because we were talking about relationships thrive when you each have some space. I said, you know, it's been said that two trees cannot grow in each other's shadow or something like that.
It
didn't come out the way I wanted. And then I said, well, you know, all of my previous wives, and that didn't sound too good either.
Oops.
But what I did learn from those experiences, turn it over. Let somebody who knows what they're doing handle it so you can focus on navigating this major life change in the not only physically but the mentally most healthy position possible. That's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are there to do, to help you get through, make sure there's an agreement that's achieved, that's livable, that's fair, and looks out for the rights. They specialize in representing men because so many are this done by the court system when it comes to custody matters and so forth. They're so diligent when they've been asked questions when they're here in the studio. The answers, they're not looking through books. They have it. It's ready. They know the changes in the law from year to year, everything. And they're just great to work with. Delk and Tomlinson have a web address, divorceformenalabama.com. There is, even if you just kind of feel like this event is coming down the tracks of your life, there's nothing wrong with having a consultation so somebody can help you see where you stand. You need to know that. And sometimes having those consultations leads to solutions, to healing, because you bottle up all this stuff, and then when it comes out, when you're talking to somebody who's truly interested in what your best interests are, things happen. 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Want to go out and check traffic?
Yeah.
It's not the skipper's not doing a great job, but let's go see what's happening.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have no new accidents to report to you at this time. We do have a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. It's just that time of the day. East Boulevard, very heavy traffic around I-85. There's a little congestion from the Troy Highway intersection, East South Boulevard down to Baptist. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown, but everybody's rolling the speed limit. No issues at the interchange. Some backup at the lights on 231 up to Wetumpka. As my grandpappy used to say, hold your mouth right, hang on to the wheel, and pay attention. You might just get home safe this afternoon. Let's not have any accidents out there to complicate things, all right? Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, the ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team hosted the final day of public meetings today. The Public Safety Committee heard from MPD Chief Ernest Finley, District Attorney Daryl Bailey, and MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore. Chief Finley says the biggest challenges for MPD in 2020 are funding, recruiting, and retention. Plus, two Montgomery area women are sentenced to federal prison for their roles in a conspiracy to distribute controlled substances by forging prescriptions. According to court documents, 46-year-old Tracy Lynn Giddens of Millbrook and 33-year-old Ashley Lee Bozeman of Hopewell worked in the office of a Montgomery physician. As employees, both had access to the doctor's prescription pad and used that access to write fake prescriptions for controlled substances. And a Montgomery man was shot and killed Wednesday night while arriving at a relative's home in East Birmingham. Birmingham police say 36-year-old Tristan Jackson was shot while entering the garage of the home just after 9:30 last night. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are continuing to closely monitor the possibility of what could be a significant severe weather event by Saturday. But for tonight, mostly cloudy, dry, mild, overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow, chances some scattered showers around from time to time. Maybe some thunder. No severe weather tomorrow. High temperature in the lower 70s. Then on Saturday, with a high in the mid-70s, that's going to be fuel for the fire for an enhanced severe weather threat. Severe weather is likely. There'll be some watches and warnings and the threat of damaging wind gusts and tornadoes as well. So make sure you got our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It will instantly alert you to a watch or warning for your area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Beatles. You've bought their albums, their CDs, the remasters, the remixes of the remasters, and you bought the 50th anniversary of their final album, Abbey Road.
And in the end.
But now there's more. Capitol Records presents all of the Beatles classics featuring only Paul's bass. Like Come Together. the songs like you've never heard them before. Like Here Comes the Sun. We rang Paul McCartney to get his reaction on this exciting new collection.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Please leave a message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Don't miss out. Get all of the Beatles classics, only played by Paul's bass. Available now from Capitol Records.
Let's have some fun.
Let's.
Yeah. We've solved all the world's problems so far.
Yep.
We spanked Rand Paul and Mike Lee early in the show. For
they deserved it.
Yes. But we didn't have a lot of time to devote to this morning about the 10 best bass lines of all time.
Bass? Oh, okay. Is in music.
And I found that Beatles bit, and it's great. So let's talk about some of the songs and play. Do I have Used Tube up yet?
Used Tube? Well, you got a bunch of stuff open.
Yeah, I do. I have probably more than I should.
Yeah, that's going to slow you down there, boss.
As Joey would say, Greg, you probably need to close some of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's well right.
Said, Mr.
No, every once in a while, I hear the voice of
Joey
in my ear saying, all right, so.
Looking really good today, sir.
Yeah, you are.
He always gets me with that, yeah, you know? It's
a throwback moment.
This was rated the number one bass line in any song
bold statement
of all time.
Good times.
This takes me back to the days of powder blue platform shoes with 4-inch heels and my black corduroy elephant bells with a white scarf.
Flashing underneath you.
Good times.
Oh, they were good times. That's a good bass line.
It is.
But I want to check out some of the others on the list. With your permission, friends.
Please.
Now, you didn't get to play Queen this morning.
No. You know what? I don't have to pull it because I have. Hang on. Because I've got. Because it made the list. Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, yeah.
Was number 7.
It's kind of very similar to what you just played.
Yeah, I probably could have had it up on YouTube already, but here I am plowing ahead for it. Where's it? Got all these damn parodies in here. Guess what? I can't find it. Let's see how fast. Just like that. First thing, you type the word another in, and another one bites the dust. Mm-hmm. This was number 7 on the list. So play.
Come on. Here it comes.
I mean, that's the driving element. This should be higher on the list.
I agree. That may be number 1.
Yeah. Because without it.
Yeah, it's nothing there.
The song ain't too good.
Let's go! He walks fairly down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Got the Freddie Mercury video with it. So that belongs on the list. Now let's see how long it takes to bring a couple of these other ones up.
Red Top said, don't forget Whipping Post by Allman Brothers.
For good bass line?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to challenge that. Maybe we can pull that up. This also is number 5.
Oh, yeah. You're right. This is good.
Yeah, and they use it in a melodic fashion on this song. I could do without all the cash register crapola just to get to the bass line.
It's a good bass line.
So that absolutely belongs on the list, and it is number 5. I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, so bear with me. Let's go to number 8 on the list. Come Together by the Beatles.
Slowly got you.
who did the song Roundabout?
Yes.
Yes.
Just an excuse to set that up. This made the list at number 9. Let's see, this is the whole 8-minute thing. Let's move in a little. That's a good grinding. We wanted whipping post.
The music dies and sing. They make the children really.
All right, let's try the suggestion from the Allman Brothers and whipping post.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's right.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
That belongs. Now, I hate to admit, I wish we could just throw the news out for an afternoon and play some of this stuff in its entirety.
Chris said he loves this.
This is number 3. I know the song, I just don't know this version, but it's Stanley Clark.
I don't remember.
And the song is School Days. It's good bass. I would have put Queen at number 3.
Yeah.
But what do I know? I've only been in radio for 100 years.
There's
so.
Got to be a Zeppelin tune that's got good bass.
You are correct, sir.
Got to be.
And I'll give you a chance to... Well, don't look at the screen, because then you'll know.
Okay.
This one was number...
Ramble on.
6. Yeah.
Zeppelin
2. See that picture of the Hindenburg exploding on that album cover? I painted that on the wall of my apartment.
Wow.
I mathematically reproduced. I was good at reproduction.
Leaves have fallen.
Feeling this
way. I was on my way.
Let's go a little bit deeper.
And when it came, and it's heading my way.
Man, there will never be another band like that, and many of the others.
Listener just called in and said Barracuda by heart.
Oh, that's true. That opening shuffling.
You know what? That is such a good suggestion that I'm going to go straight to it. Disc jockey and plan your music and do your own segues, and it wasn't done automatically and digitally. This was one of the hardest songs. You had to pay attention because this... weren't the Wilson Sisters a fantasy? It's the end of the song.
Yeah,
you had to pay attention when you were playing that because you did not want so much. I mean, you did not want enough dead air to squeeze it through.
Eagles, Hotel California.
Yeah. Yeah. Good bass line. Here's Kevin.
How about one for those old people? How about the Peter Gunn theme?
Oh, man.
Oh, Peter Gunn?
Bass. Not a bunch of guitars.
I don't have Peter Gunn. Would you settle for Peter Pan?
No.
No, I got it.
I'm not flying through a keyhole.
I am going to...
You're right, Kevin. That's a good
one. I'm going to grant your wish. Oh, this is by Henry Mancini. I used to go out with his daughter.
Oh.
This is an orchestral. This is a concert group. Sounds like Zeppelin.
I didn't expect her to be going all this.
Guys in tuxedos, yeah.
That's a tuba.
Yeah, there's no bass guitar anywhere.
That sounds like a bunch of horns.
Yeah, it was. That was a horny group. Let's try this one. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a very good suggestion.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like that. By the way, there is no age on people who are music savvy. They appreciate everything. Like Joey.
Damn.
He's amazing.
Most of the music he loves was made before he was born.
I know. Okay. Oh, he listens to Johnny Taylor. He listens to everything. I love that.
4:52 is the time. CBD products, it's not a fad. It's a solution. CBD products can help you with sleep issues. I mentioned, you know, Dr. Love was treating Roz for sinus migraines. One of the things that's helped her are the tinctures that you get at your CBD store by the SunMed product line. It is the best. Marissa and Laurie at the store know these products inside out, why they're so effective, and the conditions and the symptoms that they're so effective in dealing with, whether it's sleep, diminishing headache, but products that allow you to function, because you don't get high on these products. They just work. They work for pets, too, and we've had almost as much interest in their ability to help dogs with separation anxiety, dogs that have pulled a muscle or are kind of getting around with a little bit of a limp. It helps them relax, stay off their feet, and gives the muscle time to heal. They work for them as well. It's time you looked into it. They're totally legal, and again, no high, and your CBD store carries the very best product line. You'll find your CBD store at 8852 Mini Brown Road. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left and your first right, and you are there. Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Please mention that you heard about them here.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing at record highs, with the Dow inching toward the 29,000 mark on easing geopolitical tensions and optimism about the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal. The Dow rising 212 points, NASDAQ up 74, S&P 500 up 22. And Apple notching another record high following reports that iPhone sales in China were stronger than expected in December. Apple has now run up over 100% in the past 12 months, and Gene Munster of Loop Venture says that investors are looking at Apple's success in selling phones and services.
What's moving the stock, I think, is a better understanding from investors that this business, this combination of hardware, software, and services, should yield a typical tech-like multiple. And if you apply a Facebook multiple on this, you get to $400.
And Munster sees Apple rising to that level by 2021. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I'm feeling a little bit small at the moment, which I guess is a good thing when you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
The boss just, I guess, went to the kitchen and it was not in very good condition. And one of the culprits of the peanut butter and jelly mess,
yeah,
is me.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble.
I will be rushing downstairs shortly to get after the Peter Pan. See, I always clean at the end. I don't leave it for anybody else, but it's there. I don't have time to open and close jars.
Oh, gosh, no.
Because, come on. Really, seriously, there's not a minute wasted on this show.
B.S. B.S. B.S.
All right, we had one more great bass line sent in from our buddy Mark Cumby.
I have three.
Wow, they're listeners. Calling? See, yes. This is what we get the calls on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I straighten out the whole world for you between 3 and 4, and then we get into stuff like this. Where did I...
They want to be entertained.
Yeah, and this is a lot more fun than listening to Nancy Pelosi explain why
Amen.
Those very serious and prayerful articles of impeachment are still sitting in her butt.
And part of it is nostalgia.
True. Yeah.
Reminds people of a happier time.
You know what? This should be not a happy much. Time for everybody. The economy's going pressure. Gangbusters. We kicked the worst people in the world. We kicked their ass. Why shouldn't we all be happy? No, because the Democrats don't thrive on happiness. They thrive on spreading misery. They're constitutionally, speaking of the Constitution, incapable of being happy. Douchebags. All right, this is from Mark, and he wanted me to cue it in 50 seconds, Def Leppard.
50 seconds.
Is this moving? It's not moving. It's because I have another one of these used tube things open. Let's try it.
You have several.
Yeah, you got a bunch of them open.
Look, every computer should have 15 tabs open at the same time.
Oh, sure.
All right, now they've made it a mission.
There we go. Okay.
So let's go here. You were right, Mark. 50 seconds in. Gods of War. Def Leppard. Unfortunately, we are close to 5 o'clock, so I can't play too much of it, but good stuff. What else do we have?
We have One of These Nights by the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Long, Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies.
Yep.
And Green-Eyed Lady.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, that's all top shelf bass stuff. Listeners never disappoint, do they?
No, they're on top of it.
They are.
Always are.
They know their stuff.
Yes, sir.
We should do a hybrid. We should do a combination of politics and classic rock. New format.
There you go. I like that.
Classic talk.
Yeah.
Or something.
Rock
politics that makes you bang your head.